You, across the hall from you, I believe, who is located across the hall from you?
County judge.
Okay. And a person who is in school is called what? Going to
a
school.
A student.
All right. Now, when you were very young, when you were going to that little elementary school, did they call them students or would they use other terms? Any other terms you can think of?
I don't think term as a student, particularly in talking about them, I think they would say they were school age or they were in school.
Mm-hmm.
Referred to as a student, it escapes me if there is a word
okay.
that is used.
Okay. What do you call a person who is employed to type a file?
Stenographer.
Okay, or a more general, very common term for all kinds of office duties. I'm going to hire a... every executive has a...
secretary.
And what do you call someone, a woman who goes on the stage and performs for a living?
An actress.
Mm-hmm. And what is your nationality? And by that I just mean, you know, you live in the USA, therefore you are a blank citizen.
American citizen.
You've used the term Negro already, and I know there are other terms for Negro around here, and we want polite terms, people that feel that it's not nice to say Negro, some people may feel like.
Well, they say nigger.
Uh-huh. And that would
and
be
they're referred to as colored.
Mm-hmm.
But since the last few years, I'd say, I have come in contact with especially the women of that race that were very, very put out when you'd say colored because they say, we are not colored.
Mm-hmm.
We are black.
Mm-hmm.
Then they would be insulted if you called them nigger.
Mm-hmm.
I had one that worked, took care of my mother. And I happened to say one evening, has Faye gone to a nigger rodeo? And she started crying.
Oh, dear.
She said, we don't like to be called niggers.
Mm-hmm. Do you think of nigger as being a derogatory term?
No, because I grew up
mm-hmm.
using it.
Mm-hmm.
But I now can see their point to an extent,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and I try very hard to say Negro
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because I don't like hurt anybody's feelings.
And of course, whites, there are a number of names. What various designations can you think of for whites?
Anglo.
Uh-huh. Around here, that's common. Why is Anglo a common expression in this part of the country? Distinguishable.
As opposed to Mexican, I think.
Uh-huh.
Because the settlers who came here, the white people who first came, had to deal with Mexico because
mm-hmm.
Texas was under the Mexican rule. And there were so many more Mexicans, and you had to determine whether you were Anglo or whether you were Mexican.
What about there are designations for people that are not the upper crust of whites? Are there any particular names, probably derogatory names, for such people that are sort of the lower class?
Well, they would be possibly said, somebody would say they were white trash.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any other things you can think of?
Common
right.
people.
Uh-huh.
A commoner. Are low class, possibly referred to as third class,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. All right.